League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So Nick is hour number three, and I can't say anything about this song.
Why?
Because I
it's a good song.
It's a very good song.
Yeah, you can't mess with it.
I don't think you're going to be able to say anything bad about any of these tracks.
We'll see. You'll throw some Puffy in there.
Some Diddy?
Better not. If you mess that up and just do a Puffy song with Biggie on it.
It's already been done.
Best believe. Puffy is coming into the equation.
I will regulate.
What?
All right. You're gonna warn
me. I guess that scratches out two of my songs.
Well, why do you listen? Just because he says that rule doesn't mean you have to obey it.
He does make up rules like on the fly.
Right, but the reason why he does it is because you just go, well, then I got to change two
songs.
But
I've seen him do that with you, and you're like, okay, dang, I'll just change it. He does it to the both of us.
I know, and I don't know why y'all fall for it every time.
Yeah, I'm playing my own songs, okay, Barry?
Okay.
Yeah.
You be stupid. I don't care.
I made that decision, not you.
Right. Way to nut up, Nick.
If we do these name calls, we have to put them on the shot clock.
Way to do the anti-James Harden.
Yeah, because I don't want them to get...
It's going to sound like this.
With Biggie in the background?
Yeah.
What the heck was that? Fred Flintstone pounding on the stone chisel notepad?
That was him just messing up.
Okay. All right, let's start rolling through the names. Let's go with our good friend Quentin first. Quentin, what's up?
Hey guys, sports.
What's up, Quentin?
Wrong show, right hour. Felicia. What's up?
Hey, good show, guys. Hey, when I worked at this store many years ago, right out of high school, there was a young lady that came in, and her name was Taqueria. So when she spelled it, spelled out Taqueria. And so I just let her know that in Spanish, her name stood for a taco stand. It had kind of a befuddled look, but anyways. That was a true story. Her name was Taqueria.
That's not good. That's not good.
I believe that, too.
You believe that?
I've known a girl. Her name is Margarita.
Really?
Yeah. Her real name was Margarita.
I can see that, though.
Real name. So.
Like Margaret, but maybe it's just the
Spanish
version?
No, her real name is Margarita.
Okay. Somebody texted in and said, Barry, you're so full of bleep. It's nothing like that. I went to a doctor in Plano. It's the best ever I had from LASIK. Well, good for you. But are you just telling me that I just literally made up an event in my life that actually happened? Because that's exactly how it went down, dude.
It's not her fault or your fault that you got your doctor off of Craigslist.
Actually, you know how I heard my doctor was advertising on the radio?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not by the way, was
not going to say who.
Was won't do it. Was Quentin's girl's last name Arandis?
That would be pretty funny.
Be great advertising,
yeah, right?
It? Meet my child in my favorite restaurant, Taqueria Arandis. All right, TJ, you're up next. TJ, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
How's it going?
Hey, all right. Appreciate the show, man. Good show. Hey, I'm the one that sent the text message about the chick in high school named Crystal Dick.
Oh, that was you?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Dude, it was bad, man. It was bad, dude. Like, I got in trouble in school a couple of times, man, because, you know, you knew the girl's name, but when it came, like an office aide or something, call you over the loudspeaker, they were like, yeah, you know, can Crystal Dick come to the office? Dude, it was hilarious, dude.
I would have lost my mind every time it happened. I could barely keep it together reading it. Oh,
yeah,
that's the best.
It was bad, man. It was up this guy. I played sports in high school with him. And this guy, his last name was Bustamante. So we used to make jokes, man. And, you know, his name was Jose. Call him Jose Busta Booty.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. I'm so glad you blessed us with a crystal dick. That is the best name so far of all, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, TJ. Appreciate it. Ken, you're up next. By the way, if your prom queen was Crystal Dick, that's one you'll remember for a lifetime. Ken, what's up?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to, before I share my story, I want to tell you guys I love what the show's turned into, listening to you guys since it was the Joel Blank experiment. So I love what you guys have turned it into. You and Barry have a great thing together. Second best show on the station behind Fred and AJ.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. So the story I have, it's the name itself is not what's funny. I had a friend in high school. She had a little sister. Her name was Destiny. Now, the messed up part of it is the story behind her name. And as it goes, she was actually a twin. And when she was born, her twin sister died at birth. And her parents decided to name her Destiny because she was the one that was destined to live.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Absolutely. 100%.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Wow.
That's cold-blooded, man. Appreciate the call, Ken. That's, I don't know what goes through people's mind.
I don't either.
I don't know what goes through people's mind. By the way, apparently after I told my story of my experience with LASIK.
You're going to get a free LASIK
no,
surgery now? Someone no, calling?
A LASIK, a LASIK commercial ran.
Oh, that's right. John LASIK.
In the next respect. Segment, I will say this. It wasn't that company. And it was a long time ago, but it was not that company. It was not. I promise you that. But that's pretty hilarious that in the next segment that the spot would run. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
If right. it was.
Huh?
If it, well, by now, whether it was or not, you're going to be doing a chain wheel and sprocket
no,
deal
no, I need to. I need to go to them because they probably do it right. That's the thing.
I really think that it's
dude,
evolved
I know,
since the last time you've.
Yeah, well, sure. I had it done probably 14 years ago.
They didn't use
ago.
An ice pick.
No, it was like 14 years ago.
Well, they don't use an ice pick anymore, I mean.
I had it done like 14 years ago. And so, one, I know plenty of people that have had LASIK that had no. They all tell me, they're like, bro, like what? What happened to you? Like
the fact that they made you walk though in the hallway. Like what were they? Saying?
See,
they
don't do that.
Escort you?
Like I tell people that have had LASIK, and they're like, "Bro, I was. It was all done in the same room." They just. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe don't go to Mexico to get your LASIK. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. Like, but yeah, that's just. It was not a good. So if you find a good one, like you should use them. Don't go to the one I went
Chase
to.
Chase Tanner, by the way, says, no lie, my kid's pediatrician's name was My Dong.
Nope.
M-A-I.
Nope. Trill Phil wants a shout out, so you got it, Trill Phil. Shout out to you.
Boy, that was...
That was easy.
That was well done.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Caller before the break?
I worked with Hai Dong. Duong. But
Hai
not,
Duong?
But not My Dong. All right, so Nick Scott wants to get in here. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, guys? So funny names. I graduated about 10 years ago with a guy. His last name was Peters, first name Harry.
All right. I really feel like now that we're just...
Getting to crank call conversations when you were a kid.
Yeah. I really feel like that's what this is turning into. I think we should take more Rockets calls.
Well, didn't you tell me... You were torn between your three favorite NFL players of all time.
Who would that be, Joel?
Jim Schwantz, Sam Gash, and Harry Colon.
Oh, my God. You're worse than them.
I just know those are real names of NFL players.
Got a caller from Fort Worth.
I see
what?
That. Jake, hold tight. Coming to you next. Hope it's a funny one. All right. We've got plenty more show to get to. People still coming up with their name stories. Sean... Rafe, we see you, we hear you, we'll get to you, and the show continues. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We're back on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's been one of those days. It must be Nick's birthday.
Must be.
The name stories are just rolling in from all over the place. So let's try and get to some. Jake's calling all the way from Fort Worth. So we previewed it. We teased it. Jake, what's up?
Hey, guys. Actually, I live in Houston, man. I'm just from Fort Worth. But I have an aunt, and she's gorgeous. And her mom used to work in this hospital. And I don't know what it is about black mothers back in the 70s, but they like to give their daughters, like, these serious-ass names. Like, not thinking about how they have to grow up as kids. But she worked in a hospital, and there was this some disease that kept messing people up. And she named her after the disease, man. So I have an aunt named Nipotherium.
What?
No lie, bro.
You're making that up.
I promise. On everything I love in life, bro. Her name is Nipotherium. And guess what her nickname is?
Nipsey.
Nip.
Dude.
Close enough.
That's hilarious.
So, straight up. So during high school, like, my uncle used to always have to fight. They play football, and the dudes on the football team be like, "Say, man, when we gonna get some nip at the game?"
Appreciate the call,
Jake. Appreciate it, man.
Oh, that's funny. Okay,
Kyle, you're next. Let's get you in here on some name calls. Kyle, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, you?
Oh, all right. Yeah, I've got a couple. I think it was my junior year in high school. This new kid transferred, and he was getting his pads and stuff in front of me. This was in the football locker room, and everybody goes by their last name. And what was it? Oh, yeah. He was talking to one of the coaches, and he asked what his last name was, and it was Buwaku. And my coach turned and looked at me, and he thought he said Blue Waff. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen is my coach's face when he thought he said Blue Waffle was his last name. And the other one was when I was working with my mom one time, and this guy called in. His last name was Craver or Craver, and his first name was Richard, but he didn't go by Richard. He went by Dick.
No.
So, yeah, that was a interesting phone call.
All right, man. Appreciate the call.
Glad your opening act is calling.
Just remember, guys, we have a stand-up comedian on this show.
I feel like...
Standards kind of high with Barry here.
Yeah.
He's the stand-up comedian. You're looking at...
Joel's upset. Like, all right, Joel, well, the standards
and
are
Joel.
High because...
Standard would have been ass-bottom low, but Barry's here. Okay.
I like that he got offended by that. I like that Joel legit got offended by
legit,
that.
Legit, because... Okay.
Do you have the audio?
Yeah.
This is somebody who tweeted this. They tagged you too, right,
yeah.
Joel?
Yeah, yeah.
G. It's just G. But this was from an Asian plane crash, and this was on the news. And I don't know if this is real or not, but it certainly made me laugh.
Coroner is still trying to determine the cause of death and whether she was already dead when the truck hit her. We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed.
We are working
to determine exactly what roles each of them played. Ho Li Fook and Bang Ding Ao.
I vaguely remember that somehow, that the station was apologetic, but they said they were just reading what they had found.
Like, I feel like there was an intern that was like, okay, you don't want to hire me? Cool, this is my last day.
Ho Li Fook.
The best is Captain Sum Ting Wong.
Wee Tu Lo.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Somebody got fired or let go for that. But oh gee, thank you for reminding me of that. That is so good. Oh my goodness.
That was Captain Something Wong.
I gotta send that to Lisa.
Did you say that was sponsored by John Granato?
Yes, I did. I absolutely did.
Oh, that whole newscast was sponsored by Unfiltered.
Weed Too Low.
The pilot's name is Weed Too Low.
Holy Fook.
Nick, you do like holy, don't you?
And Bang Ding Ow.
Oh, we can be so childish sometimes, but it's hilarious.
I wonder if the flight attendant's name was Crystal Dick. That would have made... Oh, gosh. All right.
Oh. Pick it.
Who's been holding the longest?
Austin.
Sean? Yeah. 40 minutes?
Sean? Okay. Oh, Sean. Oh, yeah, let's Sean. Do it. Sean, what's up, man?
Rockets, though. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sorry, I'm just going to get up on there and talk a little Rockets real quick,
oh,
if you don't mind.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah.
Well, you know, guys, I know everybody's been a little disappointed about what's going on, but let's be real here. We could have easily won this series and closed this out. So let's just hope James can learn from those mistakes that he made. And as a team, we've made mistakes as well. Let's hope that we can grow from that and we can take game 6 and 7, guys. Let's be real. There's been several couple plays here and there that we could have already won this series, guys. Let's not hang our heads and say this series is over with, because it's not. The Rockets still can do this, and we will. I'm telling you guys right now, no matter what have happened, the referees in the NBA want a Game 7 no matter what, guys. It's going to happen no matter what. Game 7, Saturday night, the Rockets are taken. I can guarantee you that, guys. Promise you.
All right, Sean, we'll talk to you on Monday when we figure out if that premonition is correct.
Yeah.
I'm going to guarantee you that, guys. I mean, there was a couple calls we all know. Yeah, we don't need to get into that. That's over with. We need to talk about how James is going to bounce back, and he is. He's a $100 million man. Let's stop being so negative towards him, and let's realize that he's going to come through. The Rockets are going to come through. Hey, Kawhi Leonard, who knows? He might step on the court tomorrow and hurt his ankle even more in the fifth minute. What happens there? So, you know what? I'm positive, Sean, here. Rockets are taking a Game 7. You guys have a great day.
Appreciate it. Positive, great, Sean. Sean.
He wants Kawhi's ankle to be hurt again.
I think he just wished Kawhi's ankle.
I was
going
to say, like, if he's wrong, he has to bring Nick, like, birthday cake and takaria.
Homemade from the takaria. Kitchen that you can't see.
Yeah, I wouldn't of that stuff.
While I appreciate the enthusiasm and positivity, I do think that the Rockets can win Game 6. If I were picking and predicting, I think I would pick them to win Game 6.
Okay.
Game 7 on the road, that's a whole different ball of wax. That's a whole different thing. And in fact, it wouldn't surprise me if Kawhi sits out Game 6, rests that ankle, Rockets win because of that, and then he's back in Game 7. And
I heard
over.
The referee for Game 7 would be me no likey. That is not going to be something that's going to be conducive to a Rockets win. I'm just telling you right now. No.
That's,
I mean,
funny.
Positive, Sean. More power to you. We'll talk to you on Monday. I'm with you, Barry. I think they can win tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But Game 7 in San Antonio with a coach like that, with a game plan and experience like the guys he has on his roster, I would not bet against the Spurs.
No, I certainly wouldn't. Oh, that's a good one, too. Juicy. This may be TMI. this is a text, by the way. I should preface that before I just start talking and people are like, what?
That's probably a good idea.
This may be TMI, but when I first got my boobs lifted and bigger, I went on vacation and my stitches split, and I thought the implant was going to come out. My stupid first doctor said to go in the ocean because the salt water would do it. His name was Dr. Farce. What?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I'm not getting a boob job from Dr. Farce. Nope. Nope.
But you're getting a swim in the salt water.
I guess. That's crazy.
Oh, right now, I'm telling you something that is going to make the mother in your life very happy this Mother's Day. It's all from proflowers.com. If you haven't gotten a gift for Mother's Day yet, shame on you. But hey, rest assured, there is still time. Proflowers.com makes it easy, and it makes it a gift that covers the gamut for you with sweet treats and fantastic flowers. It is the deal of a lifetime for you, and you can still get it and get the delivery in time for Mother's Day. Proflowers.com, and you once you're on the website, you'll find out you get a dozen rainbow-colored roses. You get the free glass vase, $19.99, plus my special deal. If you're on the website, you go upper right-hand corner, you click on the microphone, you put in my code, JBlank, you get an extra dozen for $10 more, and you get gourmet chocolates with it as well. So you get the sweet treats with the chocolates, you get the free glass vase, you get 24 roses. Fantastic deal. Takes you less than 5 minutes. You're covered for Mother's Day, and you look like a hero. And you get the guarantee the flowers are going to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay fresh for 7 days. Or your money back. You can't go wrong. Proflowers.com, upper right-hand corner. Click the microphone, put in J Blank. Order that deal. You're taken care of for Mother's Day, and you look like a hero.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So much as I want to bust on Nick on his birthday with his selections, I can't because I'm a huge B.I.G. fan. So far, so good for Nick. We'll let it slide this time, but tomorrow's a new day. So we've just gotten a special deal for you, the listeners, and I want to pass it along real quick to give you guys a chance to get a gift that can keep on giving. Sherry's Berries is a proud sponsor, and they are the place to be in terms of getting great gift ideas for Mother's Day when you want strawberries dipped in chocolate and all that other stuff. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game right now, and we're going to allow you guys, the first five callers that get the quiz question right, are going to get a $50 Sherry Berries gift card. So first five callers that get the question and answer the quiz right is going to get a special gift. So we're going to play the theme song right now to a famous TV show. All right? You have to name the mom in this TV show. You can either name her character's name or you can name her real name. And the first five callers to get that question right, $50 gift card, Sherry's Berries, and I believe there's still time to use that gift card to get a special gift for the mom in your life before Mother's Day. So, Nick, 713-780-3776. We'll have everybody start calling in. Trey will be manning the phone, so buy some time because it might take him a while. And the first five to get it right, you get a $50 gift card from Sherry's Berries. And by the way, still not too late to get to Sherry's Berries and get those great deals starting at just $19.99 with lots of free stuff and extras. If you go to the upper right-hand corner, click the microphone, put in J Blank, which is my code, and you guys end up big winners. So good luck. Here's the theme song. And again, either the character name or the actress's name.
I know it. Do I win? Do I get to win?
If you can call.
Stop trying to steal all the listeners' prizes all the time.
I want some Sherry's Berries. Did we just wipe all the calls off the board?
No, they might have on accident, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's a brain crusher.
Yeah, although it's probably for the best. I was getting... I had my
you
run.
Were named
with
out.
Yeah, it was time to move on. So maybe
I did
that
forget
for
one
best.
That I told you in the break, but the one that was crazy to me was our junior high basketball coach was mm-hmm. Donald Ness, and his middle initial was P. And my best friend got into a scrap at practice, and Coach Ness had a problem with my best friend, and at the end of it, when he separated them, my best friend said, I don't know who you're kidding with this penis stuff, but you're really just a big... My best friend was kicked off. And we all just sat there though. Did he just... Yeah.
Yeah.
and he was gone.
Went gangster on him. I like it.
He took up soccer.
I like it. Did you hear, you know who Big Black is?
Yeah, he passed away,
Christopher Boykin of the Robin Big show passed away at 45. But I didn't see why or how he passed away. Do you?
I didn't either. I saw
a heart attack, but I don't know if that's if I saw a report that said heart attack.
I got to meet that guy. He was doing. He was at a show for a legacy show, and
he was a Strike Force fan as well.
Yeah, and he's just the coolest dude, man. He was real nice, real laid back, not pretentious at all. Yeah, man, that's sad. That's sad to hear. I just heard about it not too long ago. Did he pass yesterday or today?
It was yesterday, either yesterday or even the day before, I think.
Oh, really?
Let me make sure. It definitely wasn't today.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. But that's sad news. And someone else passed. I'm going to look it up. Sorry. I didn't mean to speak out of turn there, but I thought someone else had passed away that was relatively famous. Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm here for.
And by the way, that contest, Nick would have no shot at that. We had to tell him everything.
Yeah, he had no idea.
That was way out of your league.
Oh, what was? What are you talking about?
The contest question and the theme song.
Oh, yeah, I probably would have not. I would have Googled it and then called in.
You would have had to Shazam the song, wouldn't you?
I mean, I would have Googled it and probably got it right.
I think you had the porn version.
I would have got that right, too. What?
Yep. How would you have Googled it? If you hear the music, how are you going to Google the music? You would have had to have Shazammed it and then Googled the theme song.
That's
name.
True. Well, yeah. There was no lyrics in that song. Was there ever lyrics in that theme song,
no.
By the way?
No, but it doesn't matter. Shazam doesn't need lyrics.
No.
Have you ever used the app?
Oh, yeah, where it tells you what song it is?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, boy.
No, I didn't. I've never used it.
It's his birthday, Barry. You said be nice to him.
That was the most Trey thing you've ever done just then.
Dude, I'm multitasking. I'm not.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm working here.
You're already high, and it's your birthday, so I can't even say anything about you being high again on the air. And everyone's texting the answer in, and I don't think you guys are winning anything. You had to call. Yeah.
If you call and you get the answer right, you get a $50 gift card. If you tweet or text it and you get the answer right, you get Bupkis.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other one. Chris Berman's wife passed away in a car
accident. There you go.
Very sad.
Very, very sad. Did you hear that whole story?
No.
So she's driving, and I believe it's in Connecticut. She gets rear-ended by like an 89-year-old man. And when the cars collide, hers ends up going down an embankment before it started to roll. And she was killed. And at 89, he was killed based on the impact of hitting the back of her car.
God, man.
They were married like 33 years, two kids, just devastatingly sad. I saw Salisbury had tweeted as well his condolences, but that's just, boy, prayers to their family because that's, oh man, that's got to be rough.
And it's one of those things that just kind of reminds you, man, you just never know.
Nope. You're so right about that.
I think we all tend to because it's human nature, but boy, you sure do take everything that we have for granted. Yep. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I don't, you know, my wife just leaves for work in the morning, and I'm not even up, and I'm like, whatever. I'll see her tonight. Hey, you just never know. Golly, that's so
sad. I'm telling you, you're so right about that, and when you go through things, and then when you have a kid, it's like every night I never take for granted the ability to tell my daughter goodnight and give her a kiss goodnight.
Yeah.
And you love her because you just don't know.
Nope.
So, yeah, some tough stuff there, but we continue to roll on. And wanted to tell you right away before we hit the break again about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a great program. It's put on by you, the people of Houston, Texas. And what I mean by that is you make donations. If you got a clunker, a junker, collecting dust and rust, maybe it's not even working and you want to do something with it, you just haven't gotten around to it. It could be a boat. It could be a trailer. It could be an RV, a motorcycle, a truck, or a car. All you got to do is pick up the phone and you call the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. You call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know what you got. Let them know where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They fill out all the paperwork. They take it away. You get a tax deduction, which is big. And just for mentioning ESPN 97.5, you also get a $50 gift card. And what they do with that vehicle once they take it from you is fantastic, because they turn it into resources that can be used for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. It could be book money. It could be bus fare. It could be eyeglasses. It could be a warm meal. But regardless of what they need, it can be provided by the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a great program. So if you know and you have a donation or someone that does and you want to get involved, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Just let it go.
I'm trying. I'm trying. We're letting a lot of things slide today because it's Nick's birthday.
Yeah. What'd I miss? Go ahead. Spit it.
No.
Spit
no,
it.
Won't do it.
No, Trey. We're good.
There was one other death, according to the texts. Actually, two.
James Harden's street cred?
No, someone texted, no mention of Michael Parks' death, and I don't even know who that is. And then I Googled him, and he was in Kill Bill, Twin Peaks. What else did the texter? Dust Till Dawn, Grindhouse. I mean.
Sorry, I don't know.
And then the other text, yeah, condolences. The other text that we got was, oh, don't forget Matt Harvey's career died.
Yeah, that's man.
That's pretty funny.
That dude.
I think it was much ado about nothing, but then somebody made the point about, well, you only what, start 35 games anyways as a starter? You should have been ready. Like, do that on a day that you don't start.
I mean, that's the
thing.
So
I get that, but
so
still, like, we've all called in sick.
I heard you reading it on the way home yesterday. And my question was, what day was he scheduled to pitch? Because as long
that
as
day.
Saturday and he was golfing.
Yeah, well, he was hungover, then golfed,
right.
Then said he had a migraine, so he didn't pitch that night. He didn't go to the ballpark.
That's BS. And that's why his teammates were ticked off.
We all
and that's
do
why,
that.
But not...
I mean, you've done that to me.
No. I wouldn't, but vice versa, it's possible.
What? But I would never do that.
But the thing is that, you know, Glavin and Maddox and Smoltz and those guys, they were all like single-digit handicap golfers. They got their golf in all the time.
Yep.
But you just... You're professional enough to not do it on the, you know, on the day you're supposed to throw. You kind of had that feeling when Reyes and some of the guys, his teammates, were killing him.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was.
Because I'm with you. I didn't know what the cause was, and it was they were really keeping a tight lip on it. But then all of a sudden,
well, we
as
all
normally
thought it was
happens,
the donger, but it wasn't.
No. Some of the guys started saying, no, he needs to apologize, and he needs to get his... straight. And
you know, it's because it's funny, you can do a lot of stuff, you can piss the fans off,
yep.
You can even piss management off, but when you start pissing off your teammates, mm-mm. That's bad.
That locker room's sacred in a lot of ways, and
yeah,
you violate that, and woo baby,
you don't want to do that. Hey, by the way, I mean we talked about it, but this Friday the 12th, I need to confirm with him, but we're supposed to have Billy D. Washington in studio for a couple segments. Remember we...
I know we had kicked it. I didn't know we were going to do it Friday, but that's great.
Yeah, well, I
Billy
cleared
D's
it with
great.
You guys. I said Friday the 12th. You guys said, yeah.
Can't do it on Friday.
What?
Yeah, of course we can do Billy
cleared
D.
cleared it with you guys.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But
y'all because
are killing
it's Billy
me.
D, it's all good.
Y'all are killing me. Yeah, he's supposed to be here. I think we said something like 2:30 or something like that. So that'll be fun.
Now, he is funny, and he knows sports.
He does. He does.
He follows sports religiously.
He is very versed, so we'll be able to talk Rockets and Astros.
He's also not afraid to share an opinion, which makes it beautiful.
Yeah. And he's a funny dude.
Yep.
He's super funny. So we'll have to find some clips that we can play while he's here, too. That'll be Nick's homework. So.
Well, so that won't get done.
Never. He'll be too birthday drunk still.
So one of the calls we hung up on that wants to get in here is, hey, guys, how y'all doing? So without further ado, Clarence, welcome back. What's up, brother?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Clarence, long time no talk, man. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing good. In the gym right now, I'm listening to you guys.
Getting swole, huh?
Yeah, trying to lose some of his stomach, his little gut.
You doing yoga? What are you doing?
Actually doing a little cardio lifting weights right now.
Okay. Don't do yoga because that's creepy because I'm sure you just sit there in the chair and look at the other chicks. What you got, man? What's
anyway, up? Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about that game last night and overall the whole entirety of the playoffs. I see the two series with the first, the one with the Grizzlies and this one right here is probably the most entertaining the playoffs has been this year. And I don't know what was going on, what's going on through Mike D'Antoni's mind as he's reverting back to his old ways. But you could clearly see that both teams were spent last night between the latter part of the fourth quarter and overtime. And you got everybody out there just dribbling, waiting for the time to go out and just shooting. And everybody's just shooting, no pun intended, blanks. Until you get this old man Ginobili, who looked like he just popped Viagra and just went nuts and started playing out of his mind. And I respect that because you see why Pop keeps him on the team, because he's a savvy veteran who kept up with that play and never gave up to where many other guys would have got shook all by heart and ran past him and then would have let him go for that clean shot. But not Ginobili. He made a great basketball play. And if the Rockets shoot like they shot last night, I don't see them even winning tomorrow night. I mean, you just stand around and shooting 45-footers and hoping they go in. I don't know what their plan is going to be, especially playing seven guys. If they play seven guys again, they're going to be spent. What do you guys think about it?
Yeah, man. I appreciate the call, Clarence, as always. They're...
Clarence, by the way, had Jason Derulo in the background.
Here's the sad part, talking about shooting. When Ryan Anderson makes one, I'm like, oh, he made one. He made one. Yes. Like, I'm getting literally excited that the ball is going through the basket.
That was a tough shot in the corner in overtime.
He went 3 of 6, and he did hit one in overtime that it was like, yeah, I almost woke the wife up screaming because that was big right then at that moment.
Did you see the Lou Williams type of shot he took? Is that the one you're talking about? Or is the one in the fourth quarter where it was like a mid-range?
Oh, the overtime corner, he's fading into the corner away from the basket and made one hell of a three in overtime.
But, yeah, I've been saying it all along. This team is going to have to shoot lights out to beat the Spurs. If they do that, they will. If they don't, they won't.
Look at how dominant they were when they made their threes.
Yeah.
You know?
They didn't in the fourth quarter in overtime. And
like how Ryan Anderson...
When you were going to wake her up last night, were you screaming like LASIK?
Not the same.
Just minus the towel around the head?
No, it was more of a, yes! Not a, oh, God, my flap! No, it wasn't that. It was just more of a,
oh, Nick, you should have definitely isolated the. Have you seen my flap? Did I drop my flap?
I lost my flap.
I can't
guys.
Find my flap.
It happens.
All right, gang, good show. Before we go, I want to turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. I want to tell you one more time about Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mac is my man. Most of my furniture in my house from Gallery Furniture. Why, you ask? Well, because it's quality, solid wood, American-made furniture. It's built to last. It's at a reasonable price. The customer service is unbelievable, and if you buy today, you get it tonight. Three local showrooms across the Houston area. The great new one, which is on Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. The one in the heart of the Galleria at Westheimer and Post Oak, and the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways, where Max sits at the front desk. He puts you in the capable hands of his great sales staff, and they make sure that they identify the needs that you have for your house and your needs for furniture, and then they take care of you like you were a family member or one of their own. For a limited time, Macapedic mattresses start at $19.99. You get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card off the top, 2-for-1 recliners, a solid wood American-made living room and dining room furniture, and, of course, leather seating, special ordered upholstered furniture, and the custom stuff for your home theater or your man cave. It is all there under one roof. You can bring the whole family because they've got like a bounce house of mattresses that's the state of Texas flag that kids jump around on. They've got monkeys and animals and almost like a zoo, and they've also got plenty of food and drink along the way while you spend your time picking out the furniture that you want and you need. Gallery Furniture, they're definitely going to take care of you. And as I said, buy today, get it tonight. Mac doesn't steer you wrong. And as he always says, Gallery really will save you money.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.